Welcome to the Nations Church Port Kennedy podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
On New Year's Day, I decided to text a friend. And I typed out, Happy New Year. It's New Year's Day, as you would. No surprises there. Happy New Year. But as I was about to send it, I realized I made a typo. And what it actually said was Happy New Here. Happy New Here, H-E-A-R. I was about to correct it, and the Holy Spirit just arrested my attention. And I felt Him start to speak to me about the Happy New Here He wanted to give us in 2026. And so tonight I'm going to be unpacking a prophetic thought. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am mostly known for my prophetic ministry. And it's interesting because I find that when I come to a church and they discover that I'm a prophet, you get different reactions. You get the people who start shrinking in their seat, hope I don't see them, and start repenting of their sin. So you know, I'm a New Testament prophet. I don't see your sin. Honestly, I probably see you better than you see yourself. That's the honest truth. And then you get the people who wish they'd worn their fluoro t-shirt, who are kind of a bit like the donkey in Shrek, you know, pick me, right? But my conviction is that the ministry of the New Testament prophet is this. We're kind of like spiritual Sudafed. We clear the airway so you can hear more clearly for yourself. We're not just a dispenser of prophecies. And that's what I believe the Lord is going to do here tonight. He's going to upgrade you in the area of your hearing. You know, as I pondered this thought, Happy New Year, I started to remember, started to go back in time. I remembered when FM radio first came on the airwaves. Okay, how many of you are old enough to remember that AM was all we had? And then when FM radio was introduced, that was a big deal. If you're not aware, FM radio was much clearer. You see, AM radio was really sensitive to interference. In fact, you knew there was a storm coming because the radio would start to crackle. Sometimes you totally lost the connection. And what's more, FM radio had the capacity now to carry stereo. There was no stereo with AM radio. And so you had a fuller sound. Now, AM radio, according to my friend, my good friend ChatGPT, AM radio is like a single lane road. And FM radio is like a multi-lane highway. It's got more capacity. But then something came along called digital radio. Totally different again. Digital actually eliminated the hiss that even FM radio couldn't eliminate. And so listening to the same songs on AM compared to FM, compared to digital, same, but different. More clarity. A better sound. And I believe tonight that the Lord wants to upgrade us in our hearing of His voice. There are some things that won't change. We're not saying God's changed. Same Holy Spirit. That we're not saying that there's any sort of different theology, anything different aside from God upgrading. Tonight, I'm going to be declaring a promise from the Lord. And I'm believing for your faith to get activated to receive it. Because it's not actually about us doing something different. You know, with digital radio, digital streaming. It's not a single lane highway. It's not even a multi-lane highway. It's no highway at all. It's a whole different thing. It's like fiber optic tube. It's not the same mechanism. And I'm known for being quite a down-to-earth prophet. I'm not a mystical prophet. I'm not switched on all the time. I'm not someone who, I wouldn't call myself a seer. I have prophetic friends, and like they walk into a place and they're seeing everything. They're seeing the angels, the demonic realm. They're seeing, you know, they can tell you what you had for breakfast, your car rego, whatever. I'm not like that. I'm pretty much like the rest of us, daughter of an Italian taxi driver. I didn't come out of the womb speaking in tongues. Or you know, nothing particularly special about me, except that I've learnt to activate my faith in the promise of God, in that which is supernatural, in that which Jesus died for. You see, let me tell you something about hearing the voice of God. Let me just give you a little crash course. Because I'm talking about an upgrade, but you might be here tonight and maybe you struggle with hearing the voice of God. Maybe tonight you'd say, oh, Vicky, it's so hard to hear the voice of God. You say, I don't hear the voice of God. Let me just give you a basic foundational promise from the Word of God. And it's John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep hear. So give me a wave if you've given your life to Jesus. You've born again. Look at you all. What a beautiful sight. And that means you're a sheep following the shepherd, right? So this verse is talking about you. It just says sheep. It's not saying just ordained sheep, been to Bible college sheep, just prophetic sheep, read your Bible in a year sheep, fast and pray sheep. It's just sheep. Just sheep. And I tell you why, because hearing the voice of God is possible not because of who you are, but because of whose you are. Not because of what you can do, but because of what Jesus has done for you. So did you know that hearing the voice of God is a part of your salvation package? You got wired for sound the moment you gave your life to Him. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says that he or she who joins themselves to the Lord is one spirit with God. One spirit with God. So why do so many Christians think the voice of God's got to travel from up there? Like it's got to come through the hemispheres, the stratospheres. It's like the voice of God's got to travel a long way. No, His voice isn't coming from outer space. It's coming from inner space. So when I gave my life to the Lord. I was 19 years old. I won't tell you what year, you can work out what age I am. I'd been on a quest. Started about 15. I went to a Catholic girls' high school. So for those of you who don't know me, I got the Simpson name from my Aussie husband. I have Italian blood in these veins. My name before I was married was Vicky Durazio. Some of you might know David Durazio, local pharmacist. He's my cousin. I think he owns a few pharmacies around here. So go in and say, Cousin Vicky says hello, okay? If you're in there. Anyway. And I'd been on a quest and I would have said I was looking for a cause or looking for a purpose. All I knew is that the faith I'd grown up in wasn't speaking to me anymore. And I went looking. I tried all sorts of stuff. I tried some Eastern religion stuff. I remember going to a Hare Krishna festival once at Supreme Court Gardens. And I tell you why I went. Me and my boyfriend at the time, we went because they advertised a free 15-course banquet. So we went, free food. But can I tell you, this 15 courses was 15 different things on one plate. To an Italian, that's a disgrace. Okay? Actually, there's quite a few different cultures here tonight. And you can totally relate. Like, I thought, and what, can I just give you the heads up? Their food is really weird. It is really strange. So, not staying with them. And then one day, I responded to a newspaper advertisement The statistics will tell you most people don't go to church for the first time because of advertising. Usually they come because of invitation from a friend, a relation. So I just decided to go to this Sunday, actually Christmas Day church service. And I expected, it being Christmas, to hear about baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph. But the pastor actually preached, and this, it turned out it was what was known then as Morley AOG. And the pastor preached from John 10:10. The devil comes to steal, kill and destroy, but Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundant. And you know what? It was like the penny dropped. I had an aha moment. I thought, life. That's what I'm looking for. Life. I had never, ever associated Jesus with life. I'd seen Jesus on the cross every day of my school education. I thought, hello, Jesus, goodbye, life. And not only, it wasn't only what I heard that day, it was also what I encountered. Because I felt for the first time, I didn't know what it was at the time, but now I know it was the presence of God. Now, the pastor didn't have an opportunity to receive Jesus during the service. It was a quick Christmas Day service. But as I walked out the door of the church, he wished me a Merry Christmas and I burst into tears. And he asked me the question, have you given your life to Jesus? Have you given your heart to the Lord? Got to be honest, I didn't understand the question. I thought, well, I've been christened, first Holy Communion and confirmed three times that I know of. So I said to him, well, I think so. I think so. But if you think so and don't know so, probably haven't so. Yeah. Right? And he led me in a prayer right there at the door of that church. What I didn't, I hadn't done any Alpha course. I'd done no preparation for this moment. I had no idea what I was doing or what was happening. But at that moment, I relocated. I changed spiritual address. I went from death to life. I went from darkness to light. And unbeknownst to me, the Holy Spirit of God, bam, came into my spirit. Boom, I'm one spirit with God. And that's what happened to you. So many Christians don't really understand what happened when they got born again. Boom, one spirit with God, and you got wired for sound. From that moment, the sheep hears. Some of you need to start just looking at yourself in the mirror each day and just confessing that scripture. I'm his sheep and I hear my voice. I'm his sheep and I hear his voice. Just any sheep, not just the pretty sheep. Not just the graduated from high school sheep. Going to uni, just doesn't matter. Any sheep. Here. Not maybe here. Possibly here. Potentially here. I'm having a good day here. I've read my Bible right through in a year here. No. You here because it's a part of your salvation package. Some of you hear the voice of God and you don't even realize it. Let me just illustrate. So, this phone is like our spirit. This is a device, a receiving device, is it not? So is your spirit. So this isn't based on your IQ. Some of us can be very grateful for that, right? It's not based on anything in the natural. Our spirit is the receiver. That's how we receive. Can I also say the word voice in the Greek, the original word is the word phone, P-H-O-N-E, which is a lot broader. When us English speakers hear the word voice, we immediately think it's something that comes out of the mouth heard with the ears. And so there are those who hear the voice of God and you're not recognizing it because you're not hearing sentences. You, I don't know what you're expecting, but the voice of that word is actually much broader. It kind of means disclosure. So can we just sort of get detached from the idea that to be really legitimately hearing the voice of God, that you've got to be getting full scat pages. I know that some people talk like they hear talking to God on the phone. Oh, and the Lord said to me, I was chatting to him the other day, having a cuppa. Some people are like that. That's awesome. But some of us just feel something. See, this phone, right, receives communication in all sorts of different ways. Someone's just sent me a text. What do they want? Whoop, don't know. Don't understand what they're going on about. Anyway, so I get text messages. I get emails. I can do FaceTime, right? That's amazing. So I get people send me pictures. Sometimes it's just bzz, bzz, right? You just get an alert, right? Bzz, bzz. It's in your pocket. You think, okay, there's something being communicated. And it's the same way with the voice of God. The voice of God comes in so many different ways. Maybe as a thought, just, you see, Hebrews 5:14, I don't know if I included this scripture here. I'm going a little bit off track here. I'm giving you a bit of a hearing the voice of God in kind of crash course, more than what I was intending. But anyway, Hebrews 5:14 says that solid food is for the mature who, through reason of use, have learned to distinguish the difference between good and evil. What that simply means is we learn the difference, what's God and what's not, through practice. Right? So some of us goes, oh, okay. So give you an example. You're praying for direction, okay? You're praying. You're in a situation. You've got no idea. No idea what to do. No idea what God wants you to do, and you're praying. Then a thought comes. You haven't had any clue, any answers, any idea in months. And you're praying, and then something comes to you. Or you might go to bed, and this happens to me often. I wake up the next day, suddenly I know something I didn't know. It's not like I can tell you God spoke. He's downloaded knowledge to me during the night. So I wake up, I just know something. And then how many of you then go into this, oh, what if it's me? What? I'm thinking, what makes you think you're so smart? You can come up with anything for the last few months and you're praying you finally get something. But this is where it's important. You see, we learn because sometimes it's not. But you've got to weigh up the consequences. Can I tell you, three different types of decisions. There's caps, haircuts, and tats. You won't hear, I don't know if you'll hear this anywhere else. I got it from somewhere. It's not original, but I can't remember. Actually, it might have been James Clear, actually. I've made my own version of it. Caps, haircuts, and tats. Some decisions are cap decisions. If you get put on the wrong cap, no harm done. Get another cap. No one's hurt. Don't agonize over cap decisions. Oh, I feel the Lord wants me to, encourage the neighbor across the road. Oh, is that God? Is that me? I'm telling you something. That's not you. Your flesh isn't interested in going in encouraging someone else. What if it's the devil? Devil isn't interested either. Only one guy left. You see, it's some decisions. You don't need to be fasting and praying over something like that. Haircut decisions, okay, they've got some more significance, some make a bit of a difference, but no harm done because your hair's going to grow back. But then tats, you've got to spend a bit more time. Maybe when you receive something regarding who you're going to marry, where you're going to live, a geographical move, some destiny-defining decision, then you spend more time. You get the multitude of counsel. You submit it to pastors and leaders, right? And so, there you go. That was for free. Hearing the voice of God 101. But tonight, I believe the Lord wants to alert you to a new dimension. I believe He wants to bring an upgrade here at Nations Church Port Kennedy. I'm reminded as well, my first albums were a vinyl. Anyone else? U2 Under a Blood Red Sky was vinyl. And then I remember when cassettes came. To me, they were no upgrade. The only good thing about cassettes is that you could listen to the top 40 on a Sunday night and you'd be there ready to record your favourite songs. Come on. Who knows what I'm talking about? Press. You ready? You going to press record? That's what they were useful for. And then DVD video hits. And then CDs replaced them. Well, that was an upgrade. They were clearer. I'm telling you, compared to a cassette, CDs were much clearer. Oh, amazing. Now we just use them to scare the birds away, hanging from the trees. Because now you've got digital. I can go on and on. I mean, I've got a 5G phone. Incredible capacity. My first ever mobile phone was a BlackBerry. Anybody else? What was that? 2G? Because all you could do was hear and text. The very first mobile phones were like this. They were like bricks. I think the first one I ever saw was bigger than a brick. That was just 1G. All they could do was one thing. Make a phone call conversation. That was it. And then as it upgraded. Now, basically, we've all got personal computer on us at all times. That's what God wants to do in the realm of the spirit. For many years, I have heard the voice of the Lord in the prophetic space, for the most part, as a feeler, hearer. So I will feel something bubbling. I don't even know what it is. I've recognized that it's God, and I will step out in faith and open my mouth, and God will fill it. I do not know what's going to come out of my mouth until I open it. That's been my modus operandi for many years. Occasionally, I would have a picture. I do see things, but just a very simple picture. It was 2017 when, out of the blue, one day I had a vision of the Lord Jesus. And not open vision, not with my natural eyes. It was still in the spirit realm, but it was different. And Jesus had a Rubik's Cube. And he said, it was so fast, it was a blur of motion. And when he'd finished, I realised he'd actually messed it up. So he'd taken a Rubik's Cube that was ordered and messed it up. Then he still wasn't happy. And he goes, so it wasn't even a cube anymore. And I went, what is that? The Lord said to me, it's my church. There's a new wineskin coming. Ask my people, are they willing to relinquish control? Wow. That was 2017. Wow. I had never experienced anything like that, because for the first time I had received like this prophetic insight into something for the church. I started sharing it, especially at pastors' gatherings or when I was having coffee or something with a pastor. I just knew by what I saw there was something. There was something afoot. 2020, COVID happened, all the ramifications of that. The Lord said to me, the Rubik's Cube is in full swing. I had another vision that year. Actually, it was January 2020, just before the lockdowns, which you guys don't really know much about. I was in Sydney at the time. So you were lucky, yeah. And I had a picture of a bodybuilder. I just saw the top half of this bodybuilder, and he's flexing his muscles and thought he was pretty crash hot. And then as it panned out, I saw his legs, and they were so skinny. They were ridiculous. I said, Lord, what is that? It was again, that it had the same feel as the Jesus, which I'd had 3 years before. The Lord said, it's my church. It's too top heavy, and there's parts of it that have atrophied. Wow. He also said this, seemed quite harsh at the time, but he said, and the church in Australia has got too impressed with itself. Wow. That was in 2020. So these words for the body, prophetic visions that were, and I'm the encouraging prophet, right? I'm encouraging, and both these words kind of had a bit more of an edge. And for me, that was an upgrade. It was a different dimension. It's like I'd gone from 4G to 5G. It was like I'd gone from FM to digital. And I want to say to you, as the worship team come back, that the Lord has upgrades for you, no matter who you are, where you come from, how old you are, how long you've been walking with the Lord. Doesn't matter if you're prophetic or not, irrelevant. If you're a sheep, get ready for encountering the Lord in ways that you've not encountered Him before. For hearing His voice, receiving revelation. I see the Lord raising the water table of revelation in this place. A deluge, a waterfall of revelation. What's revelation? When God reveals, shows you something that you haven't seen before. I didn't see that. I didn't know that. You know those aha moments? The penny drops, the light goes on, an awakening. Get ready. Some of you are going to have a rude awakening. Yep, you're going to see something, even about yourself, you hadn't seen before. I do have a scripture for you. Where did I put off? I did not even follow my notes tonight. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Never say never. Never say never. You know, I've got a friend who has prophetic dreams all the time. She makes me sick because she goes to bed, wakes up, and she's done nothing except sleep. And the Lord's spoken to her. She usually has a new message, a new Instagram post, sends an email to her. I'm like, what? The only time I have dreams is if the Lord's correcting me. Like, I'm not getting these dreams for the whole body of Christ, you know? But I've learned to not say never. I believe God's going to release prophetic dreams. Some of you have never had one before where a dream and it's clearly from the Lord. In those instances, I never interpret my own dreams. I'm not very good at dream interpretation. I don't know if I should lose my prophet credentials because most people think prophets can interpret dreams. I can't, right? I can recommend some people who do. And I go to them. But God's going to awaken something new. I pray that the familiar voice of our Father will be encountered with new freshness. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. If you want to know more about our campus, you can go to nationschurch.com/au/Port Kennedy.